time to look at Money Matters with Shane Oliver from AMP. Joins me now. Happy Monday, mate. Short week for some people this week.
It certainly is. Anzac Day, big one for Australians on Thursday.
Yeah.
And obviously, obviously a holiday in regard to that, which is good news. But it is a bit of a short week. I think many of us might welcome it after the volatility, particularly investors, after the volatility of the last week or so.
Yes, I think you're right. We'll get to that in a sec. And for some people, a very short week, because a lot of Australians take the Friday off after Anzac Day. If a very large public holiday happens during the week, people tend to take the rest of the week off, don't they? What does that do to the economy, I wonder?
Well, a lot of people will bemoan the fact that that happens. I kind of like the concept of the land of the long weekend. It used to be what Australia was known for. Then we started celebrating days like Australia Day on the actual day rather than attaching it to the nearest weekend. But I don't know whether it's that negative. The reality is that, yes, people are not in the office, but if they've taken annual leave, then why not? It's their entitlement to take that annual leave. If they take a sickie, then maybe you could argue, well, that's not so good. But I think, you know, it's not bad to have a bit of a break every so often. Then when people come back again on the Monday, they're all refreshed.
Shane, there was something that came into my mind over the weekend. Some friends of ours were talking about the good old days of Sizzler restaurants. And we had a hog's breath just down the road from us. I think you know where it is. It's now a childcare centre. It was a Pizza Hut before then. And it got me thinking about Black Stump restaurants, Sizzler, Hog's Breath, the rest of them. How is it, Shane, that you can have such a culinary phenomenon that sweeps the nation, sweeps the world, really, and then all of a sudden, almost in the blink of an eye, they're gone? Do you wonder that?
I do wonder. I remember going to the Black Stump restaurants when I was a kid, and they were an Aussie phenomenon.
I loved
at the
them.
Time. I think they started, back in 1972. They had something like four locations, I'm told. But and fantastic story. I mean, you could buy a dozen oysters back then for $1.80, apparently. What do you pay for a dozen oysters now?
They're usually about $3 or $4 each. I used to love the prawns wrapped in bacon. Remember that?
I do. Cheesecake. But the cheesecake was my favourite. You get to the end and you have the cheesecake. But I often wonder, where did it all go to?
And Sizzler.
Only seems recently I was going to Sizzler and thought, this is a pretty good model. But I think all of these things go through fashions. You know, one generation will say, well, that's what mum and dad did, but we don't want to do that anymore. You can see that in music. You know, big bands like one of my favourites, the Beach Boys, would go in and out of fashion, or the Bee Gees were out, then they came back in, and then that sort of thing happens. ABBA was another one. You kind of wonder whether the same thing is going to happen to Taylor Swift. In fact, given she's so popular at present, the next generation will come along and say, well, you know, we'll move on to something else. Then, of course, a lot of these stores had a lot of space, if you recall. Mm-hmm. You'd go into the Hard Rock Cafe or Sizzler, there was quite a lot of space around. Whereas if you go into one of the stores these days, which are a lot quicker in terms of the service they provide, Guzman and Gomez
we were
an example
about
of that
last week. Yeah,
yeah. That they don't have as much space, so the space, the amount of rent they're paying relative to the sales they were generating, you know, was perhaps a bit too high. So their model was problematic. Then there's the growth of Asian food in Australia, which is where a lot of Australians go to now, or some mix of Asian food, and that's led to massive choice. And then finally, you know, there's the what sometimes called the gastro pub.
Yes.
You know, the
yes.
Justin Hemme sort of model. You go in, you can get a good steak and chips, often reasonably good value, or they're quite expensive compared to what the Black Stump was charging in 1972.
But the level of quality of food in clubs as well has improved, hasn't it?
It's gone up dramatically. I was down in Eden over Easter. Yeah, fantastic place to go for a holiday. But anyway, went to the local pub, and the quality of the food was quite, I was amazed at the quality of the food. You pay a bit more for it, but it is good quality. You can get good steak, good fish and chips. And then the final thing is, you know, you survey Gen Z these days and ask them, well, do they think they might go vegetarian at some point? Something like 57% of them say they'll stay with meat. The rest say, well, maybe we'll go vegetarian. You ask baby boomers or Gen X, you know, 20, 30 years ago, would they go vegetarian? Most of them would say no. And that's also been a factor, this rise in vegetarian eating, less interest in steaks.
I never in my life went to a Sizzler, but plenty of my listeners have, and they tell me that the steaks weren't that great, but it was the all-you-can-eat buffet that drew them to take their families there, and believe it or not, the cheese toast. I have never had it, but apparently the cheese toast was a big draw card.
Yeah, yeah. Like I thought they were quite good. I also liked the Hard Rock Cafe, and I particularly liked, because I live on the north side of Sydney, coming back from the airport, you'd go down through it was Darlinghurst, and there was that Cadillac with its fins sticking out of the Hard Rock Cafe at Darlinghurst. And I'm thinking, where'd that go? Apparently it's now a skincare clinic or something like that. So it's long gone as well.
And opposite in Darlinghurst Road, there was the Oz Rock Cafe, which I went to the opening of that many years ago. But anyway, yeah, it's interesting how Australia's dining out habits have changed over the years. And what was once seen as an unstoppable force, like Sizzler, or dine-in Pizza Huts, which are fairly rare, and maybe also the boom of home delivery. I don't know, but our eating out habits have certainly changed. And who would have thought
that
Sizzler and Hog's Breath would be closing their doors and gone after they started with such a bang? It's interesting. What's happening in the markets this week?
Well, it's going to be an interesting one. As you know, we've had a bit of a rough ride. The Aussie share market has had a rough trot. As of Friday, it was down just over 4% from its high at the end of March, going into the Easter long weekend. So a bit of a rough ride. Obviously, events in the Middle East have added to that, and there's still a lot of uncertainty around that one. But, of course, the big one has been interest rates, potential delays in rate cuts in the US and maybe the same in Australia. But, of course, we get an update on that in the week ahead with the CPI numbers out on Wednesday. So these are the big ones. We've talked about this one before. It's the quarterly number, not the monthly number. We also get the monthly number, but it gives us the solid quarterly number for the March quarter, and it's likely to show inflation dropping down from 4.1% in the December quarter to 3.4%. If we get that and the underlying numbers, you know, under the hood looks okay as well, then I think we're still on track for a rate cut this year. But obviously, if it surprises on the upside, then, you know, we might go the way of the Fed and it could be pushed out.
All right, we'll see how the week unfolds. Short week for a lot of Australians, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. Shane Oliver, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
Have a great Monday. Day. Yeah, Chief Economist with AMP, Shane Oliver.